BOE 2023 back in session. We have BOE 160, Gene and Jeanette Given Trust. And I believe Mr. Davis is here on that. And Tim, did you have another one you said that you were also wanting to take up at this time?
Yes, David, there was a Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N. He had been scheduled for later in the day, but I think maybe he'd gotten bumped up to 1 o'clock or near 1 o'clock also.
Do you know what BOE number that is?
157.
It's under Cabana Homes, LLC. Cabana Homes, does that sound right, Tim?
I think so.
Cabana Homes.
I have to rely on 70 because I haven't. Mr. Hansen just called me today, so.
Okay, well.
So I haven't seen his application.
That one is at 4 o'clock. It's Cabana Homes, and it's teleconference with a 502 number.
Yes, it is a 502.
That's him?
Yeah, it is a 502 number.
Okay. Are they both the same issue?
Yes. The argument will be essentially identical for both.
Gotcha. Trying to get the projector running again. There it goes. Started. Tim, go ahead.
Thanks, David. I'll address the Jan Given as trustee, her property first. Even though it's in the family trust, I believe that Jan's husband's deceased, so it's just Jan as trustee making the appeal.
Okay.
And David, earlier in the day, we had discussed some recent decisions coming out of the State Tax Commission that pertain to nightly rentals. And the two appeals that I'm taking up this afternoon both apply to nightly rentals. And I'll address those decisions. The first one was a case called Silverman, Jeffrey Silverman, and it was, again, came out of Taney County. That was the 21-89500. It was an appeal that began 2 years ago.
Okay.
In that case, the Mr. Silverman's nightly rental had been classified as 100% commercial, I believe, by the BOE. So he appeals, and it never went to the full state tax commission. It just went to a hearing officer, to Amy Westerman, who is a hearing officer. And the hearing officer changed the classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential for Mr. Silverman.
Correct. And I think that what was also, if I read this when I scanned it earlier, when he came before this, the BOE at that time, I think he had two properties. And then by the time he got to the tax commission, he had one. Okay. And, yeah, that's what I kind of got out of that one. Go ahead.
So I just point that out. So, it never went to the full state tax commission. It was just a hearing officer who is not even herself a member of the state tax commission, though she does work for
sure.
And then we have the Bud cases, the 21-89, 530, 531, and 533. That, again, not before the full state tax commission, but before a hearing officer. It was also Amy Westerman. And in that case, I believe the first property was treated part residential, part commercial, and the other two properties fully commercial. Again, they were all nightly rentals.
Right. And is it my understanding? Well, I don't know. Do you know if once they go through the hearing officer that they then can go to the state tax hold tax commissioner, what's their options?
That's right. So if you don't like the, if the property owner doesn't like the decision they get from the hearing officer, then they have a, I think it's a 30-day window to appeal to the state tax commission. And that's why I brought the Remy case, which came out in March of this year,
right,
which actually did go to the state tax commission. So in the Remy case, the hearing officer said that this nightly rental should be treated as 100% commercial, mm-hmm, kind of lining up with what we see here.
I ask one more question. Do we know if either one of these hearing officer decisions went on to or have appealed to the state tax commission?
There's nothing to indicate that they did. I know for sure the three Bud cases did not get appealed on to the state tax commission. And since Mr. Silverman had the award in his favor and got what he wanted, I doubt that he appealed, so I feel pretty confident that neither the Silverman nor Bud got appealed onto the state tax commission.
Please proceed.
I'd like to, I printed off the full Remy decision because I felt it was so, it addresses so many of the things that we have at issue here. So in the Remy case, you have a family that has a lake house, which sometimes the family stays in the lake house, but then sometimes they rent it out.
Right.
And it was just a single family home in a residential subdivision on a public street, zoned for residential. And
what city is it?
It's out of St. Louis. And again, it just came out in March of this year. So again, it was a single family home in a residential neighborhood. And the assessor in St. Louis changed the property classification from residential to commercial on this thing, thinking it was a nightly rental, so changed it from residential to commercial.
Okay.
The property owner rented the house part of the year on both Airbnb and VRBO.
Okay.
So, and in 2018, the property owner had rented this house 148 nights, and then in 2019, the property owner rented the house for 116 nights,
right,
which the state tax commission notes is approximately 32% of the year that this house is being rented on either Airbnb or VRBO. And so the question was, should the property be 100% commercial, or should some other arrangement apply?
Sure. In your case for Ms. Given, has the assessor assessed it at 100% commercial?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other properties owned by Ms. Given in the county?
No, it's just her family's lake home, and it's her only one that she uses as a nightly rental. It's her only lake home, and just this one is they use as nightly rental part of the year.
Keep going.
So the state tax commission says they define residential, define commercial, and then note that under Chapter 137, the assessor does have the option of using mixed use. Some types of property are, in fact, mixed use. And the question was, Could this be a mixed use type? And the St. Louis assessor said relied on Shipman versus Dominion, which we've seen that case many times. It came out of the Supreme Court of Missouri, and that Dominion case was a Marriott hotel, and the Supreme Court of Missouri said, look, this is a Marriott hotel, and even though they rent some of the rooms for long periods of time, it's still a hotel. And so the Supreme Court of Missouri said that Marriott hotel should be treated as 100% commercial.
Right.
And the St. Louis assessor, and even the assessor in some of our local counties, including Taney, have looked at the Dominion case and said, well, a nightly rental is kind of like a hotel. And so we're going to treat the nightly rental as 100% commercial. And so the state tax commission addresses this at length. They talk about Dominion. They say, yeah, it was a hotel, and because it's a hotel, it's just a hotel facility, no part of that Marriott hotel could sensibly be called a residence, even if people happen to stay in a hotel room for multiple nights. You can't say it was a... They said, by ordinary perception, a hotel facility is not the equivalent of a single-family home, even though you could stay in a hotel for a long time if you wanted to. And so he says, we find that Dominion did not prohibit the application of Section 137.061.4, allowing the mixed classification of single-family homes like the subject property, like the Rimmey's house, as both residential and commercial.
Okay.
So I think that's important, because our county has been following Dominion for the past couple of years, and the State Tax Commission says, well, you don't have to treat a nightly rental like a hotel.
Right.
And here's what the State Tax Commission had to say about the Rimmey's house. The evidence established that the subject property did not transform into a hotel facility when it was rented. Rather, it remained a single-family home even when it was rented on a short-term basis. Consequently, under the specific facts and circumstances of the case, the Rimmey's house should have been classified as both residential and commercial under Section 137.061. And then the State Tax Commission said, well, how much commercial should it be? And they took the number of nights that had been rented in the previous year. They said, well, it was rented 116 nights. That's 32% of the year. So we're going to call the house 32% commercial and the rest residential. Okay. So I think that's informative for us.
I've got a pretty good grasp on the case, having read it. Do you guys have any questions before I kind of I want to ask some questions myself? Tim, I think from reading this, I think you're exactly right. If this is the only property that she has here in Taney County, and do you agree that this decision and our decision are not incompatible as far as what we've already decided on the 2575, and in fact, it probably benefits your client if your client is renting it more than 25% of the time.
You're right. It does benefit my client. You're right.
It does.
Yeah.
And that has been questioned by some, you know, us as to whether or not we should change that percentage. I don't know. But then we're going back to, and the thought process at the time was, we're going back to the assessor having to count room nights based on self-reported information from the taxpayer. And so that's the reason we came down with that decision. But you're just appealing basically the 100% commercial is what you're looking at.
Yes.
Okay. And now it's your turn. If the assessor would like to speak to this issue.
Okay. So I also read that. And it does say it's a residential neighborhood. We're talking about some completely different types of neighborhoods that we're talking about on Table Rock Lake. These were engineered, these developments, to be investor commercial properties for nightly rentals. And the county gave them zoning for that very reason. They put them down as nightly rentals. Because I think, didn't they even let people stay there when they're going to the hospital? Didn't they have something about that in there, too?
Well, in the Rimmey case, people could stay there if they were...
No, they weren't charging them, I think. They were even doing it for free because somebody had to go to a hospital nearby. So, I mean, that's more of a family. But what we're talking about on these particular... And the assessor has to go with highest and best use, and highest and best is as a lodge in a resort. That's the highest and best, because everything surrounding it is also being rented out in the same way.
Jan Gibbons' house is in Ozarks Paradise Village, which is next to Big Cedar.
Well, I didn't know which one we were talking about, because I've got this other one too. We're doing
there are lots of people who just have ordinary homes in Ozarks Paradise Village around Big Cedar. So it's not...
I have a question. So are you saying she has one property or two?